Australia's current unemployment rate is 7.4%. 210,000 people lost their jobs last month because of the COVID shutdowns. Today, in Victoria alone, 250,000 people will be stood aside or lose their jobs as the state's strict six-week hibernation starts. So, what is the jobs market like right now? Is there any point in looking? Adecco is a leading recruitment agency and Kelly Van Nelson is the managing director in Australia. Kelly Van Nelson, thanks for talking to AM. How competitive and hard is it to find a job right now?
It certainly is a tough market at the moment. We are in a candidate-rich market, which will likely remain the case into 2021, given the unemployment rate in Australia has hit an all-time high. What we've seen is that job ads at the moment, in terms of the number of opportunities open, are running at around 68% of pre-COVID levels across the country. That excludes Victoria, which in the last 2 weeks has unfortunately declined to around 50% of pre-COVID levels. So it is incredibly tough right now.
If you were looking at the moment, would you target particular sectors?
We are heavily recruiting in healthcare and medical, of course, but also as well as the community services sector, which includes services provided by a broad range of national, state and territory governments and non-government agencies. Role types, for example, across aged care and disability support services would be in high demand right now. But also things like contact centre staff for coping with surges of consumer calls requiring trustworthy, up-to-date information, for example, across financial services, but also as well as sales consultants supporting an increase in consumer online shopping. The other areas would be manufacturing, and although it has taken a little bit of a hit with regards to social distancing and smaller workforces allowed on site at any given time, many have adopted into split shift patterns to accommodate this. So we still do see a steady flow of opportunities in manufacturing, food manufacturing and other areas, as well as distribution centres and transport and logistics.
As you touched on, businesses are closing in Victoria and they're shedding staff or standing them aside. What's your advice to people who are at home now? Is there anything they can do in their downtime to improve their chances of getting a job?
The first would be to take some time to upskill. Microsoft are collaborating with Adecco on new skills initiatives, offering a range of free online training for people to increase chances for getting a job during this time. And that type of training is generally available online and it is open to anyone. The other big thing would be for candidates to very much be aware that when they apply for work, the process of applying and going through applications is very much different today than it was pre-pandemic, in that employers and recruiters like Adecco are using technology tools for the recruitment process now more than ever. So job seekers have to embrace these. They have to be ready and prepared to do interviews online, for example, using video tools, and go through a different type of application process than ever before.
What about sectors that have been badly affected by COVID? Travel, events management. Given that COVID might be here for years to come, could it be that workers in those industries are better off changing sectors?
We certainly have seen that already during the months of March and April when the pandemic first took a foothold. We were involved in redeploying enormous numbers of people from one industry to another, for example, aviation, hospitality and other industries that have unfortunately been the hardest hit. We worked with candidates to identify their immediately transferable skills, to think outside of the box in terms of the type of role people are looking for, and then work with them to rapidly bridge that gap. And again, flexibility and a willingness to learn, it comes back to attitude. And if candidates are bringing that to the table, it is much more easy to upskill and get them transferred into new industries.
And what about young people right now, particularly those finishing school? What advice would you give them?
I think for young people, and I would say two groups do stand out in the market right now as the most concerned about the impact of the pandemic. Younger people aged 18 to 24 are feeling in the least in control of their future career, and older workers too are the least confident about their future job prospects. So again, I would say don't give up. There are jobs out there. In fact, in June, there were around 210 additional part-time jobs added to the market. Unfortunately, full-time jobs fell by around 38,000. But I would say to young people, there are still opportunities out there, and it may be that they need to adjust into some casual or part-time work in the meantime, and again, use the opportunity to upskill and refocus their skill set on the jobs that are coming in the future, to future-proof their career, and just embrace, work with a good recruiter that they trust. And, you know, we work with job active providers as well, so make sure they're leveraging all different avenues. Don't just stick to one thing that has traditionally worked for them. They need to think more broadly than that.
Kelly Van Nelson, thank you.
Thank you.
Kelly Van Nelson is the Managing Director of Adecco, a leading recruitment agency.